Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lots of Brewers to discuss. And one thing they've done is taken some of the attention away from the Green Bay Packers. But the Green Bay Packers are over in the corner being like, hey, look at us. Our coach and quarterback hate each other again. We're losing games we should win. Mason Crosby even missed five kicks to get your attention.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Packers want your attention. We'll give it to them right now with Rob Reichel with Bob McGinn, football.com, Forbes.com. Robbie, good morning.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, boys. Yeah, it's funny. I was having that talk with Leroy Butler last week. It's probably been, what, Chuck, 30 years? 25 for sure since the Brewers trump the Packers in October, but that's where we are right now, and it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I do think in 2011 the Brewers trumped the Packers, even though the Packers got off that unbeaten start. The Brewers still were the story.
That was a 15-1 year though, Chuck, coming off a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where football was still largely king, but you probably got to go back to those Molitor Yount days.
I still think 2011.
Find the last time in October. But, I mean, regardless of when it was, yeah, it's an exciting time for the Brewers.
All right. Well, you texted me a stat the other day, which I thought was fascinating, an odds. You said the odds since Mason Crosby missed four field goals and an extra point, his percentages on making those are so good that I don't know where you got these odds from, but the chances of him missing four field goals and an extra point in the game are 1 in 15,000. That was phenomenal.
Well, Chuck, I'm a little bit of a math geek. I started out as an accounting major and was looking into actuarial science when I started college. So I love math, and I love doing stuff with numbers. And that was just a simple formula I used to figure that. But yes, the odds of Crosby missing four consecutive field goals, he's about 81%, give or take, Chuck, for his career. The odds of you would go 19% to the fourth power is what you would do, and then you would multiply that by 0.05, roughly, because he only missed.
Oh, Rob, you're putting me to sleep.
Point.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, buddy.
You're a mathematician.
Long story short, it was astronomical odds for Crosby, guys, to miss five straight kicks of any sort, four of the field goal variety, the fifth obviously being the extra point. But, I mean, Chuck, here's what I keep telling people. That is honestly going to turn out to be the least of their concerns. That is going to be the last problem we're going to be addressing, I think, in December or January with this football team. I really think Mason Crosby had an off day. I think he rights the ship. I think he figures it out when he gets back to his 80%, give or take, by the end of the season. But the problems on this team, guys, run far, far deeper, and they're much deeper right now than Mason Crosby.
Well, you're talking math with me. You're talking about a guy here who barely got through Mr. Wright's sophomore geometry class at Martin Luther High School in Greendale just to stay eligible for the basketball team. It was a struggle. I don't know how I got through math 110 in college, but that was a struggle too. But math is not my thing.
And look at you now, Chuck. You're broadcast through the year.
Look,
you won Bart with the radio show of the year. I mean, that is an all-time success story.
Look where I ended up. I couldn't do math in high school or college, but here I ended up. Okay.
And it's these math segments that will get us a fourth in a row.
Or fourth place.
Yeah. Hey, out of three. Rob, with Rodgers and McCarthy, this is very familiar. The Packers start slow, whether it's in games or in the season. Rodgers says a catchphrase. We're worried about their relationship. And then they make the playoffs, and then they lose. And then we think, oh, maybe this next year's the year. At some point, this story has to end. With your odds and your math major or accounting or your actuary, this has got to be like, it feels like the final chapter in this saga to me, one way or another.
on October 9th, guys, as we sit here, Bart, I would agree with you. It feels like we are...
it's the 10th, so you're not that great with numbers. It's the 10th.
The final... Oh, the 10th. My apologies. It feels like we're about a third of the way through the final chapter, doesn't it?
Yes.
This is year 13. The quarterback has taken veiled shots and passive-aggressive jabs at his head coach now for years. I mean, Bart and Chuck, when I did my book after the 2010 Super Bowl season, and it was about the summer of 2011, and the book was largely on Aaron Rodgers, and there was a chapter in that book where I address a lot about how McCarthy worked with and changed Rodgers' throwing motion when McCarthy first got there in 06, and Rodgers came up to me one day and he said, "You know, Mike didn't do any of that, Rob." He said, "I did that all myself." And I got the impression right then things were strained, and they've taken jabs, or it's mostly Rodgers taking jabs at his head coach, because McCarthy is smart enough to understand he's the second most valuable employee out of the two of those guys. But it's been Rodgers taking jabs at McCarthy here and there for the last number of years, guys. And I'm with you, Bart. If this turns out to be an 8-7-1, 9-6-1 kind of a season, and they miss the playoffs, I just think change will be in order, and I think they'll finish what they started last off season, and they'll move on from McCarthy, and Gutekunst will get his own guy in there.
Okay. I mean, do you know anything about what the relationship is from day to day? Do these guys talk when they see each other in the hallways? Are they cordial? What's that all about?
I mean, they have no choice through the day, Chuck, but to interact with various team meetings that start the day, offensive meetings on the practice field. They need to get together and decipher things. I mean, to the start of the week, as they put the game plan together, Rodgers still does have a role in picking out the plays that he likes the most and that he feels are going to be the most effective for that given Sunday. I mean, what I will say on the entire thing, Chuck, is it's always felt to me like an employee who believes he's smarter than the boss. And you have that in any line of work, everywhere you go, from your sales offices there, guys, maybe to the hospital, to the restaurant down the street. There's always an employee that thinks he knows more and he's smarter than the guy who's kind of running the thing. And McCarthy is running the thing, and we all know Rodgers is an unbelievably bright guy. And he's gotten older and older, guys, and he knows more and more, and he's seen so many more things through the course of his career in Green Bay. I get the feeling that he believes he's smarter than the head coach, and they intersect and they butt on a lot of things. Now, sometimes, you know, conflict can be a good thing. This particular season, it doesn't feel like it's a good thing.
You know, I make the comparison to Madden a lot with football, and I do think that Rodgers is sort of playing football like how I play the video game. I could just easily sit down for an hour, throw to this guy, run this route, boom, boom, boom. It's 21-17, I win the game, but that's no fun. So what I do is I get a quarterback that can run around, drop back, scramble a bunch, throw the deep ball in double coverage, just because it's more fun to win maybe 35-0, because the other way is boring. But what happens a lot is I turn the game off, because that doesn't work. I throw my control halfway across the house, and I'm a mess. And that's how I feel Rodgers is playing. The easy stuff is boring to him, so he will pass the open guy to throw to the deep guy. I don't know how you reverse that from Rodgers, because it seems like winning a game, just it seems like it's boring to him. I don't know how you fix that.
Bart, I think the only way maybe at this point in time to fix that, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, he bypasses the good on a game-to-game and on a play-to-play basis looking for the great. And that eventually catches up to him, and it costs them, like the two strip sacks that they ran into last week. I mean, Rodgers has been around long enough to know you can't hold the ball 6 seconds, especially in a dome game when guys are getting off the line of scrimmage on the other side pretty quickly. But the only way probably to fix this eventually, Bart, is to get a new voice in there running the thing. Maybe a more innovative offensive mind. So many people have talked about Mike McCarthy's offense being stuck in third gear and just being simplistic and boring, and that the rest of the league is caught up to. And maybe Aaron Rodgers feels the exact same way about that, guys. That maybe he needs a new voice and a new challenge and a new play caller and just somebody new in general designing the offense. I mean, that's probably what these next 11 games are going to determine. And then the guys up top are going to have a real real decision to make probably in the off season. It might be an easy one for them, guys. If they're 7-8-1 and they miss the playoffs, I think we all know what's happening with the head coaching position this off season. If they're 11-4-1 though, guys, and rally here and win a playoff game or two, then it could be interesting. But the way this roster is shaped, guys, it's not a talented roster top to bottom. The quarterback is certainly not playing at the level that he has. He's bickering with his head coach. It just seems like a team destined for about a 500 year.
Better chance of them going 7-8-1 or make a run to the NFC Championship game like they did in 2016?
Probably the former there, Chuck. I mean, it's really not a very good roster top to bottom. You saw that last year with Rodgers out, and now he's playing on the knee injury, and he's not playing particularly well, and they're digging themselves deep holes, and they can't convert in the red zone. They're starting the game slowly. There's so much right now, Chuck, that's wrong with this team versus right. And I know we probably said all these same things a couple years ago when they were 4-6, guys, and he said run the table, and they went on that 8-game winning streak to get to the NFC title game. It just doesn't feel like the talent level, though, guys, is the same as the relax year, as the run the table year. It's just it's going to take Gutekunst a couple of years to replenish some of these lost drafts, the 2015, the 2017 draft of Ted Thompson. They were just really bad drafts, guys. And you need those guys from year 3, 4, 5, especially now. Those need to be your core players. I mean, take 2015, for example, guys. The only player left is Ty Montgomery. I mean, those guys right now are 25, 26 years old and should be in the prime of their career. And Ted missed on almost every single one of those guys. So that's where they sit right now as a top-to-bottom roster. And guys, I just don't know the way Rodgers is playing, if he's capable right now of digging them out of this.
Thanks for brightening our mood and our spirits. And anytime you want to do some equations, we'll have you on anytime, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
You guys cannot brighten it by going back to Brewer Talk.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.